"Rick, you are very lucky," he began. I cut him off right away. "Lucky? Typical of adults and adult angels, too, apparently. My life is so miserable that I just killed myself, and you're standing here telling me how lucky I am? Yeah, right." "You have been given a second chance to evaluate your life," John said. "Where am I?" I asked. "At the gates of heaven," he said simply, like he told people that every day. Come to think of it, he probably did tell people that every day. "I don't see any gates," I observed. John explained patiently. "The gates are symbolic. They help humans comprehend something almost incomprehensible to them. This is the place that the big boss decides, where each and every human must spend eternity. Heaven or hell, the place where each person's life has led him or her. You'll learn more about this when the time comes." "I just killed myself. Isn't this the time?" "Maybe and maybe not. As I was saying before you interrupted earlier, you have been given a second chance. Very few people have this opportunity. God asked me to show you that you have everything to live for." "I don't understand," I said. "You will," John promised. He touched my sleeve and suddenly we were in the back of my parents' car. Mom was driving and Dad was in the passenger seat. John said that we could observe them, but we could neither be seen nor heard. "What are we doing here?" I questioned. "God has granted you the special grace of finding out what will happen to the people you care about after your own death."